Good morning, Steve. Good morning, all. So, yeah, I think the reason I was suggesting we talk about anxiety this morning, Steve, is because as we're coming out of lockdown, as you say, I think more and more people are experiencing this anxiety that they weren't, perhaps about things that they weren't experiencing anxiety before the coronavirus situation, before this lockdown situation. And I think the reason is, well, there are many reasons, but one of them is we've been actually living with heightened levels of anxiety for a year, right? If you think about a ladder and 10 being the point at which we get anxious and sort of start wobbling on the ladder, we've all been at rung sort of 6, 7, 8 even for a year. So it's not surprising that we're sort of wobbling and tipping. I think the thing to think about when we're talking about anxiety is any anxiety comes from a feeling that a situation, whatever it is, going back into school, going back into life, going back to the office, socializing again, the situation feels bigger than my ability to cope with it. And it's like any situation like that, the thing to do to help with that is to get resourced. So if you were looking to climb a mountain, you get the boots, you get the backpack, you get the water bottle, the flask. And it's the same with any situation where we feel anxious, we need to get resourced. So who have I got? Who can I talk to help me with this? Can I set up a plan to think about how I'm going to go about tackling the situation? What sorts of things can I put in place to make sure that the situation that feels overwhelming, I'm going to take some control over it? And once we start to feel a bit more in control, we're going to feel a little bit less anxious.
Because if
that's really...
Sorry, Liz, things go the other way. If people are anxious and it becomes more and more anxious, it could actually make them ill. Mm-hmm.
Oh, absolutely, 100%. And, you know, and we talk about this comorbidity between anxiety and depression, because once we get really, really, really anxious and we feel this overwhelming, you know, inability to not cope with life, we start to shut down, we start to switch off, which is where the depression comes in. So, you know, it really is about nipping these things in the bud and being proactive about saying, you know what, I do feel anxious. And like I say, it's normal at the moment to be feeling heightened anxiety because of the year we've all just had. So let's normalize it, let's talk about it, let's say, do you know what, it might sound a bit silly, but I'm actually feeling really wobbly about going back to the office or going out to the pub again or being out in public when, you know, okay, I've had my jab, but I still don't know if we're, you know, all of these things. It's normal to have those anxious feelings. Look to see how you can resource yourself. Who have you got that you can support, who can support you? Who can you talk about it with? Talking about it is massive. What sorts of things can you do to equip yourself to go into that situation feeling in control rather than the situation feeling like it's controlling you? Like I say, think about walking a mountain. You wouldn't just put your plimsolls on and walk, you know, walk up and down. You're not going to make it. It's the same thing. Equip yourself with a situation that feels overwhelming, and, you know, it will all help you get past these milestones that we have to get past at the moment.
Liz Fordham from Making Me, thanks for joining me once again, and we'll be with you again next month, because you've agreed that you'll join us every month. I've got one question for you this morning, Liz.
Yeah.
Nothing to do with anxiety, because I do like this expression, every day is a school day, so let me possibly teach something to you. Did you know that today was Purple Day?
Is it really?
Do you know
purple is one of my favourite colours? So I might just go, I've got blue on, I might just go and change my top and put some purple on. What's it supporting?
Purple Day is linked to Epilepsy Action and raising the whole awareness of epilepsy. So I was speaking earlier on to the Director of External Affairs with Epilepsy Action, and she was telling us all about Purple Day. So there you go, you've learned something today, Liz.
I have indeed. Well, thank you very much. Like I say, I shall go and sport some purple and support Epilepsy Action Day. Thanks so much, Steve.
Well done, Liz, and thanks very much for joining us on Black Cat Radio. We'll catch up with you in April.